The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 5-3 in conference play and 7-4 overall. Iowa hosts Nebraska on Friday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Sure. We're really pleased to get the victory last Saturday. It was a hard-fought game with Illinois, and got back here, and it's a quick week. Turn around and playing on Friday, so got right back to work, and so far we've had a good week of preparation. We're certainly going to need that playing an outstanding Nebraska team.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kirk.
Hi, Lee.
Going to do a story on Wadley and Daniels and just how you guys use them. Is there some sort of formula you use to kind of parcel out carries, or is it more art than science maybe?
Yeah, I think that's probably a better way to describe it. We really haven't necessarily had a set plan going into a game and just kind of do it by feel. But, the big thing is that both of them are playing their best football. Certainly LaShawn, he's a four-year guy, senior, and he's just done everything so well for so long and worked really hard, so he's really playing well for us. And then Akram is a guy who's really improved, kind of started turning the corner about midseason last year. So the two of them are very different, yet they complement each other really well, and both good guys.
With kind of the mash unit you've had in the offensive line, have you really appreciated those guys stepping up and playing their best ball now?
Absolutely, because it's been just a rotation up front, and I know our opponents got the same, they've gone through the same thing, so that makes it a challenge. But neither of the guys, really nobody's complained or even shown any negative body language at all. They're just playing football, and I think everybody's working hard towards the same end.
Okay, thanks, Kirk. See you Friday.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, when the Big Ten kind of put you in Nebraska as the season-ending rivals a few years ago, you didn't have a lot of recent history. I'm just wondering, you guys have played some pretty good games the last couple of years, and I wonder if it's starting to feel like a rivalry to you guys?
Yeah, it's interesting. My first game as an assistant coach was against Nebraska back in 1981, and then when I came back here, in 99, first game as a head coach at Iowa was against Nebraska, too. I think they were ranked about second or third, and we were about 123rd. So that wasn't such a good matchup. But, the last couple of years have been really good football games. They've gone back and forth and really, really hard fought. So, it's still, in one sense, new. Needless to say, Nebraska is fairly new to our conference, and then we haven't played through the years back and forth annually. So there's been some overlap in different decades. But I think hopefully it's starting to get that feel.
And, look at some of the other rivalries that are going on this week, and you see teams that won't say the other team's name or won't wear their colors all year, that sort of thing. I just wondered, do you guys have anything like that with Nebraska? Do you put up a sign? Do you talk much about them with your team in terms of being a rivalry? Or?
Yeah, I guess I don't know who our we have Iowa State, which is not a Big Ten mm-hmm. school. Obviously, we've had Wisconsin, a great series. I think one of the oldest when I got here in '81, probably the most deep rooted rivalry was with Minnesota. We've kind of had one with Illinois, although we didn't play them for about 5 years with expansion and the rotation of the schedule. So I guess it's kind of weird, but no, I've never been one to avoid saying the other school's name, and I haven't really ever been one to avoid wearing their colors or, I'm not going to wear them on Saturday, but, it's just, I think it's all about the competition on the field, and certainly, with all the teams I just mentioned, including Nebraska, they're all big games. Every game you play is a big game. So, there's nothing special that way.
Great. Thanks, Kirk.
Your next question is from David Mercer, Associated Press.
Hi, Kirk. Since your defense pitched a shutout last weekend, can you talk a little bit about how hard that is to do, number one, when you're in the conference, and what it means to the defense, how it you can build on it if you can.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the last one we had in Big Ten play was 2009 or 10, something like that. They said something after the game. But so anyway, it's been a while. And it is hard to do. And then, you know, the other thing, you know, we haven't always, you know, we've been in those situations. You know, if we do have a chance to sub out, you know, we do that. And we did that about 5 weeks ago and quickly had a lot of points scored on us. So, you know, I'm just, you know, when it happens, it's a great thing. Anytime you play good defense, whether it's a shutout or, you know, 3 points or whatever it takes to, you know, come out on top, that's a good starting point. When your defense is playing well, that gives you a chance to win in any game.
Is it the kind of thing that your players after the game were aware of, you know, kind of celebrating, or does it matter if, you know, you give up nothing versus giving up a field goal somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, we congratulate them, but really the big thing, whether it's 3 points, no points, or like I said, it might be 12 or 18, you know, you might give up 18 and play great defense. So it's just, you know, it still comes down to doing what it takes to win. And certainly I think, you know, the guys, I'm sure, take pride in getting the shutout. But, you know, we don't have a special celebration or anything like that. It's just, you know, the bottom line is you're trying to do what it takes to win the game. And anytime the defense plays well, they're certainly doing their part.
All right. Appreciate it.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Rich Coppice, Omaha World Herald.
Morning, Kirk. Hey, what kind of progress report would you put on Noah Fant after seeing him for a couple handfuls of games now?
Well, you know, from the way he started out in camp, I mean, it's a world of difference. That you know, like most young guys, you know, his head was swimming, and but he's really done a nice job on a daily basis. You know, and I think he's helped us win a couple games. So he's, you know, the fact that he's in there playing right now is, I think, a real compliment to him. And he's really a great young guy to work with. He's just got a really good attitude. You know, he makes mistakes and then corrects them. And he's conscientious. He cares and he works hard. And you know, he's got good talent on top of it. So it's you know, it's been a lot of fun to have him out there. And you know, I think he's done a lot of good things in a short amount of time.
Some of it at the beginning of the year, just typical freshman get over the hump kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's you know, it's such a world of difference for most guys. I mean, every now and then you get a guy that just comes in and seems to handle it. We had Tony Moyaki. He always comes to mind when on that topic, you know, back in whatever it would have been, like 2005 probably, where, you know, whatever group he went with, he just kind of fit in with that group, whether it was the fourth team or the first team. But that happens once about every 18 years here. So there's one guy I can name. But after that, you know, most of them, their heads are spinning. And they just, you know, they're just having a hard time making it out to practice on time half the time.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Okay. Have a good Thanksgiving. Thank you.